So oftentimes I talk about the power dynamics between different parties in your company, you and the person who is above you, you and the people who are below you, and I'll talk about the one up, one down, or I'll talk about the part of our humanity that wants something bad to happen to somebody, or maybe not something bad to happen, but we don't want to be gracious, or I have really honest conversations like that, and specifically in relationship to power or what I sometimes call the dark side. How have those conversations impacted you?
That's a great question, actually. I had such mixed feelings about, we sat down, honestly, when we were sitting there and that conversation kind of came up, I had a lot of mixed feelings about where I thought that conversation was going to go, because you just don't often get to talk about those things and put that stuff, I'm going to just be honest, you probably don't want me to swear, obviously.
You can say whatever you want.
You don't normally put that shit on the table, ever.
Mm-hmm.
You don't put that stuff on the table in your personal relationships. You most definitely don't put that stuff out on the table in professional and working environments. And I was shocked that you did that, that you just put it right out there. And then you just stood, and it was just kind of, it felt like, for me, like there was a giant elephant in the room, and I could feel the weight of that when that moment happened. I was just like, holy crap, okay, what do we do now? We're just kind of talking about the dark side and admitting some things that normally, you wouldn't be comfortable admitting. And then, frankly, I was probably more uncomfortable than I've ever been with you when we were talking about just the difference between male and female gender issues and power, and you were awesome, because I could have easily felt really embarrassed to admit some of the things that I was talking about in there, and we never went there, that conversation, for some reason, and I don't think it was chance. I think that you steered it, or you controlled it, or whatever you did. We never got to a place where it felt awkward or uncomfortable for me to kind of be in that moment. And I think that moment led to a lot of other moments for me.
What was the end result for you of, as you say, going there? So we don't normally put that shit on the table, but I did and we did. And what was the result of it? Somebody listening to this could think, all right, that's great, they put that on the table, and then it was a big hairy mess, and you left the company, or, something like that. But so far, how's it been?
The end result of it was exactly what you had promised at the very start of that conversation. And you looked at me and said, we're going to talk about this stuff, and you can't do anything. I'm just paraphrasing you, but your words resonated for me in that moment. And it was, until we admit to this, you are blind in what you are doing and seeing, because you're restricted by this thing, that these feelings, these thoughts that you have, you're restricted by those things, and you can't really see beyond them. And when you put it out there and sat there and acknowledged a couple things, all of a sudden that stuff fell away for me. And there were things that I could begin to consider, and actions that I could take. And frankly, also, I had the ability to kind of re-see things that I hadn't seen before, and see that maybe my view of the situation wasn't as complete as I had thought it had been.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. You and I both know it would be like really fantastic to have me take all the credit for that, but it wouldn't be fantastic. I'm lying. But for some people, it might be fantastic, but you and I both know that it actually takes both of us contributing and participating and doing whatever we both do in order to get a result like that, or to get an outcome where you would say all these awesome things that you're saying. So for somebody listening and wondering about what it's going to take from them to work with me, what would you say it takes? What do you bring, or what would you recommend somebody else bring to the table?
You have to be willing to just to listen and hear some of the things that you're saying, and then go home and think about them. Even if you just think about them for 5 minutes. Also, just be willing to. I would tell anybody that was listening or reading this that if they bring two things with them with you, they'll be fine. And that if they bring a sense of humor and a willingness to laugh at themselves, and not take themselves too seriously, but take what you're trying to do very seriously, they'll be in great shape.